is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Tonight, the night much of America and maybe even the world has been waiting for. The first debate between President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
This presidential debate could be a pivotal moment in an election year like no other. With the nation facing multiple crises, health, political, racial, the debate takes on more importance. The virus pandemic's upended normal campaigning, but just how much importance? Amid all the tumult, the race has stayed largely unchanged since Joe Biden seized the Democratic nomination. He holds a significant lead in national polls, and there are comparatively few undecided voters left, meaning President Trump has fewer than 5 weeks to change the narrative. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials say a standoff between South Florida police and President Donald Trump's former campaign manager Brad Parscale ended after an officer who was friends with Parscale convinced him to surrender. Fort Lauderdale officer Christopher Wilson wrote in a report that he had just finished a shift on Sunday evening when a mutual friend called him and told him that a SWAT team was at Parscale's home and he was refusing to come out. When Wilson arrived at the Fort Lauderdale home, he was able to convince Mr. Parscale to come outside. Officials say the standoff started earlier Sunday after Parscale's wife fled the home and sought help. Amnesty International says it's halting its operations in India after the government froze its bank accounts. The group says the action was part of an incessant witch hunt of human rights organizations. In a statement on Tuesday, Amnesty said it has been compelled to lay off its staff in India because all its campaign and research work after it had been frozen over allegations of wrongdoing. This is VOA.